And now, hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes gone past the hour of five, and hopefully the phone lines are working, you know, well this hour, because I really would want to talk with you. That's what makes the conversation rich and, you know, a conversation for development. But if you're just joining us, I am Kala Dakurubat, but you're listening to Hard Facts and 92.3 Nigeria Info. So I want to talk about something that yet again affects the political structure in River State. So many insinuations are flying around, so many people are reacting to it, but what am I talking about? Yesterday, the evening period, the news broke that APC dissolves River State executives, appoints 7-member caretaker committee. Now, the story went like this. The National Working Committee of the All Progressives Congress on Wednesday dissolved the River State executives of the party at all levels. Now, briefing journalists after the meeting of the NWC at the party's National Secretariat in Abuja, the party's National Publicity Secretary, Felix Smoka Esquire, announced the NWC's decision to appoint a 7-member caretaker committee to steer the party's affairs in the state for the next 6 months. Now, the reason why this also caused a lot of storm, or, you know, caused a lot of breeze, allow me to put it that way, is because the person who is going to be chairman of the caretaker committee is Chief Tony C. Okocha, and he's been in the news lately. He's also one of the River State reps at the NDDC. Yet again, he's been a large supporter of the former governor of River State, so a lot of people have used that to make insinuations. And I remember when he also did say sometime that he's supposed to be the leader of the party, people did not listen to him at the time. He was arguing that there was no proper leadership of the party, and so he was, I think there's a process he followed, I can't remember how he did it, but he came out and he was then saying that he is the leader of the party in River City. Now it has been granted to him, and it's been granted to him by the National Working Committee. Now, we also have Chief Eric Wibani as secretary. We have Honorable Chibike Kenga. We have Prince Stephen Abolo. We have Honorable Sylvester Vidin, Senibor Karibi Dan Jumbo, and Miss Darlene Amadi. Yes, and the story goes on to say, the National Publicity Secretary, Felix Smoka, who read out the party's decision signed by the National Chairman, Dr. Abdullahi Umar Ganduje, and the Deputy National Secretary, Barrister Festus Fonta, disclosed that the caretaker committee is mandated to conduct a comprehensive and fresh electronic party registration of all members in the state. The caretaker committee, subject to the directives of the National Working Committee, is also entrusted with preparing for the conduct of congresses to facilitate the emergence of new executive committees for the party at various levels, extending from the ward to the state. The caretaker committee will be inaugurated tomorrow, the 24th day of November 2023, at the party's National Secretariat, Abuja. All right, so I have in the studio with me to talk about this someone who I, you know, like to describe as a stakeholder in APCN River State, also a lawyer, so we will also be looking at it from the legal perspective. I'm talking about J.C. Williams Esquire. Welcome on the show. Good to have you once again.
Thank you, my brother Kalada.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready to,
sure,
to have... Okay,
sure.
So let's start from the very beginning, or the basics. What do you make of this caretaker committee being put in place, which will be inaugurated tomorrow by the NWC?
Well, thank you again for this opportunity.
Yeah.
I must say here that the appointment of the caretaker committee, of rather the dissolution of the executive committee in River State, and then the appointment of caretaker, it's not done in accordance with the constitution of the party.
Okay.
You see, certain things, it's just that in politics, people will do anything they want to do, and of course they will tell you go to court, knowing how our system is here.
Okay.
Otherwise, this issue is so spelled out. Article 13, sub 3A, paragraph 2, and Article 13, sub 3B. Yes, the National Executive Committee, which is the NEC. Remember, in this case, is the National Working Committee that dissolved the ESCO. But this article, this section I just,
read
clearly says that the NEC has power to dissolve any of the organs of the party.
Not the working committee.
The NEC has power to dissolve any organ of the party. Now, the National Working Committee can only wield such powers if the NEC meets to donate its power
to the committee, the working
to the National Working Committee.
So, do you think the NEC has met?
Now, let me go for that.
Okay.
The last time the NEC of APC met was on the third day of August 2023, and at no time did the issue of dissolving Rivers APC came on. Let me tell you, came on. Now, rather, what came up that day was majorly the agenda was to ratify the appointment of Gandoje, who is the national chairman, and Ajibola, the national secretary.
Okay.
That was all that was discussed that day. So, at no time did NEC of the party meet and delegated that function to the National Working Committee. That's why I told you that this dissolution is done in error. And if we go by the details of this constitution, it will not stand.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Who and who constitutes the NEC, the National Executive Council? Who and who?
Well, I don't have the constitution here now handy with me. But I know that it is the larger, the state governors, present chairman, state chairman of the party.
Okay.
And so many other people.
All right. So
in this circumstance, remember that a meeting, in fact, the rumor came up yesterday that, the national chairman is meeting with somebody, some people now, or somebody to dissolve a Rivers ESCO. That is not the NEC. And on the 23rd, on the 3rd of August, 2023, when the NEC met, that was the last time NEC met, the issue of Rivers State. If I let me even tell you, even in that NEC, Chief Emeka Beke, who is the chairman of Rivers APC, was in that NEC.
Are you saying East? I mean, is government or is ESCO has been dissolved? Can we still say he is the chairman of?
No, what I'm saying, I use East because I said by this article.
Okay, okay.
He's not, that ESCO is not dissolved yet.
Okay.
However, Kalada, let me tell you. You see, as a party man, what I want is the best for my party.
Before we get to that, I want to ask you a question. The last time you were in the studio, I asked you a question, and I said, I asked you at the time, was there a problem? Was there a disconnect? You know, first of all, was there a problem in the APC and River State? And then secondly, was there a disconnect between the APC and River State and the National? And you said no to both questions.
Yes.
But it's looking like there is a problem in the APC.
Is it color?
And the third question I remember asking you was if the party in River State has been hijacked by, you know, certain known figures.
That's correct.
But it's looking like that according to insinuation.
You're correct. Let me answer you straight out. You see, people just talk when the team favors them. Now, we're talking of structure. The question you have asked me now borders on structure of a political party.
Okay.
Don't forget, you asked me sometime ago that if I even repeated it now, is there a relationship between the national
and the former governor of River State. Yeah,
I didn't ask you today.
I want to tell you something here. Now, the former governor of River State is now a minister.
Okay.
You and I know that we don't know whether he's of PDP or APC as it stands today.
He says he's of PDP.
He says he's of PDP. Now, let me tell you something. You remember that the same former governor, the FCT minister, said that when his wahala with this governor of River State same, he said, if anybody wants to try to destroy our structure, we will resist it.
Okay.
That is his PDP structure. Now, is it not funny? Is it not funny that the same man, you might say, where do I have my...
I'm waiting for you. I will ask you. It is so clear. How is it clear?
You may not understand because you operate in the studio here. You are not a politician.
I'm not a politician.
Yes, that is why you may not understand. Canada, I tell you, the same structure that your so-called structure you have built since 2015, you don't want to be hijacked. You feel you can hijack it now in APC. But no problem.
Are those not rumors? I'm asking, like I said when I started.
That's why I said, like I said when I started,
that there are insinuations, even published in some newspapers, that, you know, someone is trying to hijack the structure, and you said it's the former governor. But are they not insinuation? Because there is no evidence to that effect. Can you say for certainty that it is because, you know, the former governor did X, Y, Z, and that...
Okay, let me tell you, the same... Okay, just to satisfy you now. Are you aware that the same former governor, FCT minister, said he single-handedly delivered Tinubu as a president in Rivers State?
Tony Okocha said so.
No, he said so. Tony Okocha corroborated what he said.
Yeah.
And my people say something. If the witch cries at night and the baby dies in the morning, do you need to go to see a soothsayer? So what the FCT minister said, that he delivered Tinubu here, and that was corroborated by Tony Okocha. And today, Tony Okocha first was appointed NDDC. I congratulate him, he's my friend. Tony Okocha was appointed NDDC state rep. And in a few days later, he's now the party chairman. And you also said that Tony Okocha have said over time that he is the leader of the party. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? But like I said, it's okay. It's politics. My anger, I have to say this.
Okay.
Is that, you see, in politics, you don't have to be lukewarm. You either be hot or be cold. Don't forget that sometime in the past, some members of the state ESCO went to court and then got an order restraining Chief Emeka Bege as the party chairman, the secretary, and a few other persons from, you know, parading themselves as party ESCO.
Or operating in that capacity. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you the funny thing. Because I don't like to... Look, this is politics. Do the right thing. Do you know that since that order was given, to the best of my knowledge, nothing much has been done to vacate that order.
Okay.
Nothing has been done to vacate that order.
Okay.
And we'll just sit down and watch. And people are serious-minded. So what do you want them to do?
Is that the reason why, the ESCO was vacated? Or do you think...
However, even if that is the reason, the National Working Committee acted or traversed the law. Because they don't have that mandate of the neck to so do.
Okay, so this is where the conundrum is for me. Now you're saying that the ESCO, that the executives that were removed, were in office illegally because, you know, they had been removed by the court, right? And then you're also saying that the dissolution of the executives by the NWC was done illegally.
Yes.
So what's the right thing then?
Now the right thing would be, the neck of the party had met and said, look, what is happening in River State or what is happening anywhere, we don't like it. The National Working Committee, we have donated this right given to us by the constitution of the party to dissolve any organ of the party, River State ESCO inclusive. Now, this whole argument would be unnecessary. But the fact that the NEC at no time gave the National Working Committee the powers to act on their behalf, to that extent, the action taken by the National Working Committee in dissolving the state's ESCO is null and void and would not stand by Article 13 sub 3A and B. It will not stand. That's my point.
Okay, so we've got a commercial break coming up, but I'm going to quickly ask you this question. So if the NEC should sit and ratify what the NWC has done, does that make it legal?
No. It's not. The Constitution did not say ratify.
I understand. But
it is still illegal. Ab initio.
Okay, so if the NEC decides to come out and say we are dissolving the River State executives, will that make it legal?
You know, unfortunately, two has gone before counting one.
Okay.
So now it is obvious that NEC did not do so. So whatever they want to do now is damage control, which will not stand.
All right. We have a commercial break coming up, but when I do come back, I would ask some more questions and maybe one or two and open the phone lines. And I hope this time the phone lines are really working. Really, I do pray so. So you want to stay tuned to 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is Hard Facts with Kalada Korobatwo.
Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're back. Hard Facts with Kalada Korobatwo continues right about now. And my guest, a lawyer and a stakeholder in the APC. I'm talking about J.C. Williams Esquire. And we are looking at the travails of APC in Rivers State. As you already know, you must have heard, that the National Working Committee of the party has dissolved the state executives and has now brought about a caretaker committee to, you know, chair the party. And Antonio Kocha, who is the state rep and River State rep at the NDDC, is supposed to be the caretaker committee chairman. All right, welcome back, Barrister J.C. Williams. Thank good
you.
To have you.
Thank you.
So before the break, I was asking the question, what does this mean now? Because you have said, you know, the way the NWC removed the state executives was illegal or is illegal, and also that there is a court order restraining the state executive from, you know, occupying that office, from operating in that capacity. So what then is the way, what is legal?
Yeah, Kalada, let me just say this. You know, I say that I'm not aware that there is a move to set aside that order.
Okay.
Meanwhile, some members of the state ESCO went to court asking for the removal of the chairman of the party and the legal advisor.
Only those two people?
Yes.
Okay.
For that, they got the order of court. Now, there is a suit now pending in the Court of Appeal challenging that order of the High Court in suit number CA/166/2023, challenging the order suspending the chairman and the legal advisor.
Okay.
However, in law, that order subsists until it is set aside.
Okay.
I agree. Now, why that is there? What is his name? Eferebo, who was the deputy chairman to Chief Emeka Beke. The court, that same order that he should be acting. Now, he has been acting in that capacity. What that means is that the state ESCO is still there. Right? Now, the National Working Committee, for whatever reason, I will say it again and again, for whatever reason, they dissolved the state ESCO. They don't have the right to so do.
Okay.
Because that right, you know, lies with the National Executive Committee of the party, the NEC. And that until NEC delegated that function, they cannot do so. So the action of NWC, as we speak, is non-avoid.
Okay, so
inconsequential.
So it's back to efferable.
Yes.
Acting capacity.
The truth to be told.
Okay.
That order subsists.
Okay.
Until it's set aside.
Set aside. So can they take it to court? Now, can APC in Rivers State, both the Efferable faction and the Beke faction, come together, shake hands, go to court, and win this battle? You know why I'm asking? Because anyhow you look at this, the NWC order or directive affects both parties. You know,
that's correct.
Efferable and Beke party. So do you see them being able to go to court to win this one?
You know, when is it? Don't forget that what Efferable want to court to do was to ask that the party chairman be suspended.
Okay.
The party chairman and the legal advisor, okay. Two of them.
Okay.
And the court granted their prayers.
Okay.
So the other ESCO in the state is intact.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
So it is now the ESCO fight. It's not just you may be making a mistake saying Emeka Beke's faction and there is no faction.
I'm just saying, yes. The people in support of.
Yes, there is no faction. It's APC, whether Efferable or Emeka, but the order has given Efferable the power to act.
Okay, so now, can they take the matter to court?
Yes, they can.
And yes, they will have a good argument.
Yes, they can. Now again, even don't forget that this matter is on appeal. The order that the Efferable got to act, Emeka Beke is challenging it. Mm. It's on appeal.
Mm.
So, when appeal sets that order aside, Emeka will gently return to his seat as the chairman.
All right.
So, whether Efferable led ESCO, as it were, decide to fight it or not, it might delay. By next year or whenever, Court of Appeal set aside that order, Emeka can come back
and fight it
and challenge his dissolution.
Why is the APC in Rivers State always in the middle of the storm? Why is there the lack of cooperation?
Should I answer? Why they're always in the head of the storm?
Yeah,
it's because somebody wants to have a structure in APC too.
Now you've said that, but have you thought about the fact that this could also be the repercussion, the effect of the subtle fight between Tinubu and Amaechi, as reported, or as some people have, put in conspiracy theories?
Yes, let me say yes. You see, what is happening between Tinubu and Amaechi?
Mm.
Don't forget, my dear brother Kalada, we were all in this state.
All right.
This is not the first time it's happening, no.
Okay.
It happened in 2014.
Okay.
Where the same person who is playing this game now was between Jonathan and Amaechi. So, you see, we understand. You know that some people are not as desperate as some people are in politics. Amaechi is not as desperate as some people are. The same one was there in the middle of it all. And, oh, Jonathan, no, nothing will happen. Amaechi and Jonathan collided. So that is the stalking trade of the person. Now it is Tinubu. We are not sure. It's not going to end with Tinubu. Before 2027, him and Tinubu too will fall out. We know.
So you're not blaming it on the party, but you're blaming it on an
external. Of course, somebody is there fanning the embers of war.
Because the person you've referred to is not a member of your party.
Just because I don't go there. I told you I'm not a politician now.
Hey, but he's not a member of your party. I'm looking at official reports. He's not a member of your party.
He's not a member of the party.
Yes.
He's a member of which party?
Of the PDP.
That's what you think.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you one more question. How does this affect opposition in Rivers State? How does this affect the APC as a structure in Rivers State? Do you think your fellow members, would I call them colleagues, in the party, do you think they would still want to be in the party? Is this going to damage the influence the APC has in Rivers State?
Mr. Kalada, I say, how is this going to affect the opposition?
Yeah.
You see, that is what I want you and I want Rivers people to understand today. A human being want to be in charge of PDP, want to be in charge of APC.
But
wait, okay. Let me answer you.
Okay.
So how is going to affect that? The person doesn't want opposition. Everybody should be in his pocket. He can say, Canada, come. Party A, you go. John, come. Party B, you go. That That is the, so there will be no opposition in Riverside. That's what the individual want to achieve.
But yet again, you see, I don't know if it's a style, but every one time APC had a problem in River State, they blamed someone else.
Who was? Haven't you heard what happened later? When my Bruce Abe started talking?
Okay.
didn't you hear? When somebody was...
What did Magnus Abbey say?
That is a discussion for another day.
No, what did Magnus Abbey say?
Somebody, let me answer you, Calabar. Somebody is there fanning the embers of war.
Okay.
To destroy APC.
Okay. Now, could that...
After that, he will dump you.
Could that person be in the APC?
Could that person be... The person is all the parties.
Okay.
All the parties. The person belongs to all the parties.
Now, let's go back to the Kedike Committee Chairman, who will be inaugurated in the office tomorrow. Do you think it is legally possible for him to be the APC Chairman, even if it's in an acting capacity, to be the APC Chairman and still be the state reps at the NDDC? Is it legally possible? Is there a law?
Is there any legal thing? The people who appointed him, are they daft? The people who appointed him as NDDC rep and the same people who appointed him as a chairman of APC, is there anything they cannot do in Nigeria?
No.
They can also appoint him as a acting governor. Nothing, they will do anything. So forget the legality now. They are law themselves.
All right. This one says, wonders shall never end. So Barrister Williams now accepts a favorable as the acting chairman of River State APC. Controversial people everywhere. Keep blaming Wike for your woes. Why is this man so obsessed with Wike? Uzoma is asking. This one says, man of the people, greetings. Even if Amaechi's faction challenges the dissolution of River State APC executives in the court, they will not win because the cabals behind the dissolution of River State APC executives have taken their decision from Tango Ability at Trigbu. I don't know if you agree with any of the messages I just read.
Yes, I agree with the first one. Even the first one, unfortunately, I don't know whether he understands what I'm talking about. I say Eferebo has a court order.
Not that you're in support
of Eferebo. Not that I'm in support of Eferebo. He has a court order. So that's what the person should understand.
Okay.
On the second person there, the truth is that the person is right now. The person is right. If you go to court, they are court, they are law, they are judges, they are lawyers, they are everything.
You are a lawyer, and I remember the last time I asked you to tell me what you think about court decisions. You did say you would not stay in the studio and talk bad about your tribe.
Yes, I said so.
Your profession. But it looks like your tone has changed.
No, I just answered the person.
Oh, okay. All right.
I said, because it's just like flowing from the question he asked, the legality in appointing somebody, NDDC rep, in 2 days, 2 days later, you appointed the same person, party chairman. So you're asking me the legality. I said, legality, whatever you want to call it, court, law, judge, everything is in the hands of the people who that does the appointment or that appointed him.
All right.
So what will you do?
Abuchi Manuel Ochu on Facebook is saying, I think it's a better deployment and a good one at that. It is for the best interest of the party. Inno Dingpa says, I think Wike's hand is deeply in this disillusion. White Tunya Kucha and some Wike's loyalists is asking. Lady Barry Wilcox says, why I doubt the position of your guest, whether it's correct or not, is that the instrumentality of the court is a viper being played by the government at the center, so the National Escrow of APC can get what they want as long as the chief drummer, which is the executive president, is interested. Interesting. All right, let's try the phone lines. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. A WhatsApp number for WhatsApp messages, 0809-030-6416. I remember asking you, Barrister Williams, a long time ago, and I asked, do you see, at the time I asked, do you see the support of the then governor bringing up division in the party? And you said it doesn't matter who was supporting the APC at the time, as long as it is in the interest of the APC. When it reaches the time to know if it would divide the party, you know, you will cross the bridge. And many months later, we are here, and you're blaming the same person who you welcomed his support at the time. And so I'm wondering, why the change?
No, don't forget,
okay,
that the person said, if the person I think is the person you're referring to, the person said that he made an APC presidential candidate to win the election.
Okay.
And I said, of course, we are playing politics. We want to win the election as an APC.
Mm.
So anybody that has power, you think he has power, whatever contribution, however you want to do it, you come. But the argument that is that, as you're helping the party to win the election, are you a member of the party? That question has not been answered till today, till
okay.
now.
Okay.
So right. we needed to, it's not everybody that, look, let me, some people that voted for Tinubu, we are not all APC members.
Okay.
Some people that voted for Tinubu, we are not all PDP members. So in politics, you expect anybody and everybody to vote for you. All but right. the question is, are you a member of the party? Remember, I also said that time, if you want to come to APC, come through the door.
Mm.
Don't pass through the window. That's our argument.
All right. Okay, let's take some calls. I've got Robin. Robin is calling from HA. I hope the phone lines are working really good this time. Robin.
Yes. Yes, good evening.
Ah, better. I'm happy. Better. Welcome. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. Are you aware of the Naira swap?
What happened to the Naira swap?
Last year, November to January.
Something like that. Of course, we all experienced it. What is
okay,
that?
Okay, before I put this, please listen to our guest in the studio. What exactly is happening in APC is Naira swap in reverse. Swap of structure. That is a struggle.
Okay.
They are dragging the soul of Rivers.
Okay.
And right. that is orchestrated, by my understanding, by those in Abuja.
Okay.
How do you reconcile a situation where somebody was said to be in PDP? They were saying, voting and supporting the person in APC. And within the short period, we can see what is playing out.
Mm.
We're not fools now, even if we're not members of a political party. So I'm gambling with the results of Rivers State now.
All right.
President Tinubu promised Nigeria that he was going to rule Nigeria with rule of law. What the national of APC have done, according to what your lawyer is saying, are they operating with the service of the law? The answer is no. And it's the national leader of APC.
All right.
They should continue because they own the court, because they will tell you go to court.
All right. Thank you very much. Ask a question shortly based on what the last caller said, but let's read this message. It says, good PM Canada and the guests. My position is that the intended ploy to hand Rivers State chapter of the APC to Wike wouldn't be in his own interest, whereas he wouldn't have the support of Rivers governor, Fubara, and majority of Rivers people. What I see now is Wike's political career crumbling. It is a matter of time because majority of Rivers people seem to be fed up with Wike's governance style. Fine face, Unyawaji, Ungo Town, Anthony. Okay. This one says, Tony Okocha as Rivers APC chairman will make no sense to Rivers people. Rivers APC stand with Right Honorable Chivika Amechi. Tony Okocha has no followers. Good day, Teme. I don't know about your argument, but the National Working Committee has done what they have done. Lucky from Oji, welcome. Lucky, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the same issue.
Okay.
Now the party have National Working Committee have said they dissolved the state escrow. They see that they have dissolved Tony Okocha, who has been paying claim to be the leader of the party in River State. That is one answer I want to know.
Okay.
If Tony Okocha has been finally dissolved or have been reappointed, I didn't know when he was dissolved and when he was reappointed, because he has been often claiming to be the leader of the party.
Being the leader of the party is different from being a part of the executives. I think that's where you're mixing it. That's where you're missing the issue. You're mixing it up. All right, Maloki, thank you very much. I've got AZ Ken from Ubumini. Last caller for now.
Hello there. Good evening, once more.
Welcome.
You see, what is playing in APC circle is because they say to remove the hands of monkey in a pot of soup earlier. And it is now that they seem to know that what they were seeing in the pot of soup is the monkey's hand. for how many years Tony Okocha has been clamoring how to be a leader, and at a time of this position. Now it has come to his position. And what advice I have for APC people is for them to themselves. They should see 2027 as another hot year for them, because right. somebody now has gotten another structure.
Right.
PDP structure, APC structure, one person is dreaming to have River State.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now to you, Barrister Williams. I want to ask. There's something that one of the callers mentioned, and it has to do with was it structure? So is this a battle of structures?
But I've answered you.
No. From what is happening, yes. The Rivers drama.
Yes, I told you that. Is it what is happening in PDP now? Governor Sim Fubara wants to be a man, as they never thought he was going to be a man. The man has risen up, say, I want to be a man, I want to govern Rivers people. Now, the structure, which the same man came on national television to say, if you want to take our structure, we have built since 2015.
Could it be that, people from the APC tried to hijack his structure?
No!
Because he mentioned new friends.
No, let me tell you.
Yes, quick.
The new friend is that Governor Sim Fubara has woken up to be a man. Yes, to be a governor, not just a man, to be a governor voted by Rivers people. So that structure now is shaking. So being a resident of Abuja and hobnobbing people like Gondoji, the same person they went to Edo State during PDP campaign to say, hey, how can we bring a thief going here? He was pocketing dollar. All of a sudden, they are now friends.
All right.
And now they want to give the same person structure of Rivers. The summary is that it's all about structure for 2027 presidency.
All right, I've got to go now. Time is fast spent, but thank you very much, JC Williams, lawyer,
my pleasure,
stakeholder, for being on the show.